This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman.
The humanitarian system in Gaza is facing a total collapse.
The United Nations on Friday appealed for the monitoring of aid deliveries to the Gaza Strip through the Rafah crossing to be adjusted to allow many more trucks to enter Gaza without delay. Heavy bombardment was seen in the evening hours on Friday on the border between Israel and Gaza. Israel's chief military spokesperson said on Friday, Israeli air and ground forces are stepping up operations in the Strip and also in the West Bank. FTX founder Sam Brinkman-Fried testified in court that he made mistakes that cost his customers money, but AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports he denies defrauding anyone.
Sam Bankman-Fried acknowledges in court that the innovative business that he hoped would move the cryptocurrency system forward ended up hurting his customers. During testimony in Manhattan federal court, Bankman-Fried said he made mistakes, large and small. But when asked by his lawyer if he defrauded anyone or took customers' funds, Bankman-Fried said he had not. Bankman-Fried has pleaded not guilty to conspiracy charges, accusing him of diverting billions of dollars from his clients and investors to make risky investments, buy luxury housing, engage in a star-studded publicity campaign, and make large political and charitable donations. I'm Mike Hempen.
President Joe Biden met Friday with China's top diplomat, the latest in a series of high-level contacts between the two countries, as Biden prepares for a potential meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping next month. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi was at a meeting with National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan when Biden dropped in. This